Hello, this is Ryoki Wendos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will find the real entrance to take refuge into and find the real peace of your mind and your whole existence, I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. Now we are practicing the interfaith, that which is called a Flame of Hope chanting. This is beyond the traditional Buddhism, and of course, without courage, just like jump off from the cliff, the courage was necessary to start and share. However, what encouraged me is the thought of the Master Benne Yamazaki, who lived in about 100 or 120 years ago. He was a Buddhist priest in the Pure Land tradition. However, it was a time that when the Christianity officially were able to enter in Japan, and he was studying the Bible and Christianity by himself, even though he was called modern Shakyamuni Buddha, because his enlightenment was so profoundly deep, and many different traditional traditions, priests became his followers and students, and they practiced together the Nembutsu mantra chanting. Some of other school esoteric Buddhist tradition in Japan the master sent their students to him to practice together with him and study with him. And he was a master that he has taught all the concept of the great spirit of the universe, and even said that all of different religious, different names of the God of Buddha, all are in different names but same entity, same that great spirit of the universe. Well, today's topic is that what his method of the practice were. His method was just to tell you, feel there is a great spirit of the universe, Amida, is in front of you all the time, who care for you, who take with the full of great love, and so much waiting for you to be received the unification of the Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, to reverse in pure land and be enlightenment. Feel and sense and realize that Amida Buddha, the great spirit of the universe, is in front of you with flow of great love. Based on this, just repeatedly chant the mantra of the name of Amida, with be mindful with love. That is that. This was the teachings of the Benne. Well, actually, this is true. What I mean true is, I mean that the great spirit of the universe is all the time in front of you, caring so much about you with a full of great love. I'm trying to let you face to it. I'm trying to let you to receive the great love and to be unified with it. The only difficulty is this interesting principle of the universe, that to face to the great spirit of the universe, the highest spirit of yourself, another word to say, is equal to the face to the worst part of yourself as well. Isn't it interesting, the principle of the universe? This is because the universe is everything created by two sides in this human world. If there is Buddha nature, there is negative karma. If there is a higher self, the lower, highest self, the lowest self exists. This is two sides of one coin. You cannot face to Amida without facing to the head of your heart, because that's how the universe spiritually develops infinitely. Because of the two opposite sides exist, the spiritually develops infinitely every moment. And this is the true reality of the universe. Even though great love is great love, so much cared for, you are so much cared for. And unification with the human and God of Buddha, it means unification of the karma and Buddha nature. And this is a process of the old negative karmas start to transform into the light. This is an endless journey, spiritual journey, the light to light, the happiness to happiness, the richness to richness. And there's nothing more important than to realize that there is the great spirit of the universe. It exists in front of you all the time, and all the time with the great love that you are so much cared for. And this is the direction of your life, to move forward. Do it. If your life is moving toward the great spirit of the universe, that is actually the life is for. And that life is no longer the waste. That life is the meaningful. To be unified, to transform, into the light, to light. This is a process of that you are transforming karma of the all sentient beings to transform to the light. And you realize, even after you've gone this world, that your life was bright. May you live the bright life.